This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, here we go. So who won the race to the bottom in Philly between the Bulls and the 76ers? Was there anything significant that occurred in terms of development?
Well, I'm not supposed to enjoy the fact the Bulls won the first game in 20 days, so I will say this without any enthusiasm at all. Boy, it was really bad to see Josh Giddey get another double-double. Dalen Terry really took a step forward, and aren't we all depressed about that? And this is ridiculous. I'm being facetious, but you take progress where you can find it, and if you want to call it a collective failure because they won a game against a team that they're racing to the bottom, okay, I understand the way today's pro sports work. But within this collective approach and the big picture race to the bottom, if you will, or the tankathon.com standings, you have individual progress that you can't ignore and you shouldn't ignore. Actually, you have an obligation to try to, if you're a Bulls fan, to root for. Matis Bezelis, 36 minutes. He's got to get used to playing 30-plus minutes. I think when you look at Josh Giddey, double-double. There's only six guys, I think, in Bulls history who have – six players who have had three straight double-doubles with 20 or more points in each of those games. This is a good thing. Dalen Terry did take a step forward. I don't know what it means, but he did look like an NBA player last night, and you can't say that on a lot of nights that he has played. Six players in double figures. Vooch sat out. Io missed a game. They're playing without Jalen Smith because he's still hurt. And Patrick Williams is still a week away from getting an update on his diagnosis. So, yeah, not supposed to enjoy what we saw last night. But how do you not get a little bit amused at least when the Bulls score 142 points?
The Bulls can't even lose properly. That's the problem. Again, break the losing streak against the Clippers on Wednesday at home in front of your home audience. But all kidding aside, okay, it is good to see Josh Giddey continue to lead this team. You know, we joked around about Kevin Herter, 7-for-11 from 3-point. Okay. But you know, Matas Bouzelis playing 36, that's the key takeaway. He needs to play 30-plus every night and continue to develop.
You know, look, I see what you're saying, David, and I think that we have been kind of watching the Bulls, you know, toil away in close games that they lose at the end. There was no way to lose this game. I mean, Philly was just flat out not playing, didn't give a cuss as to what happened or not in that game. It's the middle of the week, you're in Philadelphia, you're out all these players, you got guys with enthusiasm that are trying to stay out of the G League. I mean, come on. There is very little that they could have done. Philly beat them to the bottom. There's no way about it. That Philadelphia team's not going to win at all. I mean, man, are they bad, and man, have they quit. It is a terrible thing to see happen, and the Bulls aren't in that space. They're not. And, you know, should they be? That's a different argument. I feel like I didn't really enjoy it because one of the teams was so awful. But for a regular season game, there were some good shots knocked down. Huerta, that guy, played well. He played well, and he made shots. And then you think, man, if they get better, could he be a part of it? So, yeah, I don't spend as much time checking out the standings and all that. I know they hadn't won in a long time because I watch them. And they seem like a try-hard team, even when they're losing. And maybe they're not supposed to be that way, but I don't know how. I don't think it helps you to coach competition out of your players. I don't see how that helps at all. So they're maybe a little better than they should be, but I don't think they're very good anyway. So we'll leave them alone.
They're not very good.
No.
Billy Donovan's explanation, when he consistently is asked about it, is why he's one of the more interesting guys to listen to in Chicago sports, because he understands what fans are talking about. He understands how a game like last night will be viewed, but he also strikes the balance pretty well. What do you expect him to do?
That's a great question. He is out there coaching a team, developing a team. I don't think he's supposed to coach him to lose.
I have a ton of respect for Nick Nurse, the Sixers coach.
He's a really good dude.
NBA champion, yeah. Right? Good guy. But I do not want my head coach looking as miserable and as checked out as he did last night. That was embarrassing for the Sixers. Billy Donovan, may he never look that disengaged from what's going on in front of him.
312-644-6767. We're going to get to your phone calls next. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Nick has given up. Nick gave up.
Throw in the damn towel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Philly in play. Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. 142-110, and we are dancing in the city of brotherly love. And it's a loving for the Bulls.
Trust the process. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
Chuck was dancing last night.
Let's yes,
dance.
He was.
Yeah. Bulls, 142 points, a season high. 39 points in the first quarter, season high. 75 points at the half, season high. Without Vooch, without Zach, who needs him? They've got Kevin Huerter. This was the Kevin Huerter game.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. But it was a team team that had not won in 20 days. They're playing a team that was trying to lose a little bit harder. And the result was what it was.
If you can't miss, you can't miss. 312-644-67. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin's in Palatine. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope this gentleman does buy the Sox. And I hope he starts spending a fortune. Because I hope it starts putting some pressure. Tom Ricketts has gotten a free pass from the city because he's the only game in town right now. But if they turn it around, I mean, what you guys said earlier, could you imagine the phone calls you guys would be getting if Kyle Tucker is on the White Sox next year? I mean, Tom has a self-imposed salary cap. That's all it's called. And it was funny, John Greenberg was on the Score Saturday. And he said, if Justin Ishbia buys Sox, there would be one billionaire baseball owner in town. And that'd be Mr. Ishbia, because Tom Ricketts is not a billionaire. And it might just be the fact that he doesn't have enough money because his dad didn't give him any more. He leveraged himself, putting $1 billion into the area around the park. He might not be able to play in this game, and I think it's going to be awesome if someone else comes in, rubs his nose in it, and says, hey, here's what a real billionaire looks like, and here's what they spend. I want it as a Cubs fan. I hope the guy shows up. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the phone call. That's an interesting perspective that I had not considered, but I do think it's valid.
I think the point he makes, would it put pressure on Tom and the Ricketts family if the White Sox were suddenly relevant and were taking players and playing? It's
yes.
like a Mets-Yankees thing, right?
Yes, absolutely
so
would.
So if you take your best player from your opponent, yeah, that's a shot across the bow. That is, we are relevant, we are important, as are you.
We sit here on a regular basis, and I don't want to say we're manufacturing the urgency of the 2025 season for the Cubs because of the contractual situation with Jed Hoyer, because they haven't been to the playoffs in a while. But I do feel like it's external, and it's pressure that's almost like created. It would be more real and more inherent if it were the Cubs waking up every day to a White Sox team and front office and ownership group that was adding, and competing for maybe our interest level, or competing for a lot of things in a sports city. So I don't think that Kevin's that far off. There would be more pressure on Tom Ricketts to maybe put the Cubs at a level that they're not currently at if you had Justin Ishbia running the White Sox. It's interesting.
Yeah. It would be good for the city of Chicago, because it would be good for the White Sox, and that, in as we're talking about, would put more pressure on the Cubs. I think the Cubs have done – I disagree with the idea that the Cubs don't run like a billionaire owns them. I don't think they waste money. I think they've learned a lot over the years. If you think about buying the team and coming in and who was here and the players they had and then getting Theo and then building –
they spend money. They got the highest paid manager in baseball.
They do. But they
spend it. They spend it
they're
carefully.
They're not spending it on players.
It's intelligent spending is the buzzword. But
they're also being careful, I think.
They're careful.
Because of what's going on with the business of baseball in terms of
looming work stoppage in 2027.
That's
not to be ignored.
It's got to be impactful.
I still am waiting for them to reallocate the Cody Bellinger resources.
Yep.
And that's the biggest holdup for me in saying all of this other stuff, because that to me is still the trade or the move that makes the less sense of all of them in the offseason.
They look awful good.
They do.
And these in these Cactus League games.
You like
games,
the Jaguar?
I do like the Jaguar. Yeah. I like a lot of what I'm seeing, honestly.
Kevin Alcantara?
I like even some guys that we don't really know about or hold in high esteem. They're coming in and they're breaking their butts and they're trying to make the team. I don't know that they're gonna.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.